supporting the people is tremendous, coast to coast throughout the world. And so we're gonna make sure we will be back again here March 26th. And the crowds are worried about this case is more and more increasing. And when people be very aware that there are also a lot of people who receive trumped up cases after the rebellions in Oakland. So make sure people come to court, Alameda County Courthouse, February 22nd this Monday. And we said we're gonna be here for the justice for Oscar Grant.
This is very tragic what occurred up there. Some of your thoughts on what happened?
We see this another act of what we define as police terrorism. That's our position. Calling the police brutality is a euphemism, and inside the black and other oppressed communities, every day is September 11th. We don't know which one of us will be the next Oscar Grant or next Diallo or the next Sean Bell, and we define these acts of police terrorism.
Thank you, Mr. Hampton.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. Fred Hampton Jr., the son of Chairman Fred Hampton, the Illinois chapter of the Black Panther Party, was assassinated by the federal government. Yes.
This means for the family, for the people of Oakland who rebelled, to get criminal charges. Do you think this has any significance whatsoever?
Well, we say what Frantz Fanon said, we would accept their concession. I say they, I'm talking about the state. Except the concessions will not compromise our principles. And our principles is that justice for Oscar Grant, you know, has to occur, and we want to make sure people do not get lax or get comfortable. And we understand that lawyers have to do their role inside the courtroom, but it's going to take intense pressure from the streets, from the people, to make sure that the courts go through the procedures that they put forward. But we know very clearly that the U.S. Constitution for our community is no more than what Minister U.E.P. Newman refers to as pagan poetry. So it sounds good when it comes up, being applicable to our community. It really doesn't exist unless the people put the pressure. So we just want to make sure that we're very clear that we do not get lax. We do not get comfortable saying, okay, well, the court is going to deem justice. It's because of the amount of people that you see out here in the courts. They know it. They get in the room. They get in the word. They see us out here. So we have to intensify the heat on these streets.
Now, when you say justice, what do you mean by that?
Justice. We've been denied of it so long, it's kind of hard for me to articulate it.
What would justice be in this case, do you think?
Since we're going through the court system. Even the court, their own terms. If the roles was flipped, this pig, Mercy, will not be on the streets. You know what I'm saying? At the minimum, he'll be facing life sentence, if not death row. So even according to their own laws, you know what I'm saying? If the roles are flipped, we'll be literally looking at the gas chamber.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, sister.